Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome inside the Pomp and Joe Show. Austin Bechtel behind the glass. Good morning, Austin. How are you today?
Morning, Bob. I'm doing well, and it's always good to be here with you. You have an incredible draft hat on today.
That's right. Take a look at that. It's the NFL draft coming to Pittsburgh. That's going to be a nutty week when you think about it, how much excitement, how much drama, because the Pittsburgh Steelers will still have a situation on their hands where they're going to need to draft a quarterback. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, why not see what Will Howard – the problem Will Howard is going to have in this, since you brought the hat up and I'll go right into this topic, is he won't truly be able to develop, not to the point where they can make a decision on him at all unless things go completely wrong and he's forced to play somehow. But you know what I mean? He's not going to get other than reps in training camp, some preseason games. Beyond that, not much. So how do you have a proper evaluation about Will Howard – to the point where you don't draft a quarterback? They will draft a quarterback. I think everyone knows that.
Right. I mean, you are right in that sense. They can develop him through practices and everything during the course of the season, but it won't be game reps, and he's going to end up with limited reps anyway because Rodgers and Rudolph are going to end up with a majority of them. So what we see from Will Howard in the course of the preseason is basically all we're going to get. Hopefully all that we get, because that means that Rodgers and Mason Rudolph stay healthy and are productive. Because if both are not healthy or both are not productive, then you're going to see Will Howard.
No question about that, but most likely you won't see him. And that's why if you're going to get any sort of read on him, watching him at training camp, because he'll get a lot of action there, you would think. I would think Skylar Thompson's the man out. You know, he'll be gone. He'll be getting the Chris Oladukun treatment. He won't get much of a
so he'll
opportunity
be winning,
to show anything.
He'll be winning two Super Bowls then, Bob.
That's right. Send him to another team and get a couple of rings. How about that career? Chris Oladukun was in the right spot at the right time. And it's funny that he was drafted by the Steelers. Right after that, Brock Purdy went to San Francisco and in the same exact round, number 7. All right, off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Here's a rundown of what we have happening on today's show. Jeff Hathorn, sports director here and a man who wears so many hats, will be on with us at 11 o'clock. And then we have Tyler Kennedy, coming on at 12:30, a later start time. What do you think Tyler's up to? Is he playing golf early this morning? Had to move back to slot time?
That's a great question. I want to know how he shot today.
Yeah, I wonder if his wrist is okay. Last time we saw him, He had wrist injury based on golf. So that'll come up at 12:30, and throughout the course of the day, we have open lines for you to call and air your opinions at 412-928-9370. All right, let's talk about the Pirates because, you know, they played again and got swept again. They had an opportunity last night to come back. In your update, Austin, you pretty much summed the whole thing up correctly, and one of those was that Key Brian Hayes is starting to hit a little bit. Not with power, but he's driving in runs when given the opportunity. In fact, he's been better than most in the last 3 weeks in that department. I'm just curious about that trade market for him. You know, all of these guys mostly fall under this category for me. We can lose with you or without you. And if you can bring something back for him, I don't know how many teams. I was looking last night to see teams that might need a third baseman. Not many at this point, unless they're dissatisfied with the current player they have there, and I'm not sure of those situations at all. Is there a market for Ke'Bryan Hayes?
Well, I'm sure there is for a relatively, maybe not pirate speaking, but a relatively affordable bat and a really good defender. I mean, you're talking about a gold glove guy at third. If there is a team that has a ton of offense but struggles with defense, I imagine that Ke'Bryan Hayes would be attractive to that team. Like, would the Yankees take him on? We know they have significant bats in their lineup. Would they take Hayes? They have a need at third base for defensive purposes and also to slot him like ninth in their lineup. That's been the one team that it seems like he's been most rumored towards.
Yeah, and you have to look at a team that has a lot of offense. It doesn't really rely on a guy to have offense, which might bring out the best in Ke'Bryan Hayes. Who knows, where he's not expected to do much. And for whatever reason, has just never blossomed here. So at some point, something will happen with him. You would think he's on that list. Jason Mackey had an interesting tweet. He says, O'Neill Cruz has played 326 Major League games, 109 OPS plus, WAR 6.0, sort of similar to Neil Walker. He compared the two. And over his first 286 games, Cruz has an OPS of 754, Walker's was 761. Cruz has hit 56 home runs, Walker 24. Cruz has 63 stolen bases, Walker 12. His point is to let Cruz develop, which is, I think, you and I both agree with that. There are some people who believe that, you know, he's never going to blossom. He's just in a situation now where he's going to become a strikeout victim more than he's not going to get on base enough. He won't become a 40-40 guy because he can't get on base. But I'm with Jason on this. I think he's still young enough, and I see too much potential there to walk away from it. I'd play him, and I'd continue to play him, and just try to work with him so that he can become a better hitter and get on base more so they can increase the stolen bases.
Well, you have to, just because the talent is just so immense, and I feel like we're going to see that in the Derby coming up on Monday too, which, look, we know just the power potential that O'Neill Cruz had. He hit the ball, what, 438 in Kansas City earlier in the series on a breaking pitch, where typically he's a big-time fastball hitter. He's going to be on full display for the country to watch, just the pure, raw athletic ability and pure talent that he has being able to swing the bat.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at the same time, there are still a lot of holes in his game, and I would be fine letting him develop, especially because you don't have a lot of players that are as talented as him on the team. You probably don't have anybody outside of Skeens. Nobody else that can hit the ball the way that O'Neill Cruz can. So you just have to be patient with him, even though it's very easy to have that patience grow thin.
Yeah, it is. It's frustrating to watch, but given how much need there is for batting and hitting in this lineup, one guy who can hit that kind of power, you're not going to move on from him, nor should you. 412-928-9370. Call us with your opinions. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And, of course, the fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And if you do call the hotline, know this, it's presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusting plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. All right, ESPN, and every time we look at different sites, I saw this from Fox 2 weeks ago. They gave the Steelers offseason, Fox did a B-, ESPN has given them a C. Are you comfortable with that grade
a
for
C?
The offseason?
No, I'm not. I gave him a B. I think a C is a little bit too low. Why did they give him a C?
I don't know. I just saw the grade. I didn't get into the thing. I couldn't open it today. My computer was giving me problems. But I'm sure if it was anything like the Fox report, it was just bringing in guys who are older along, not enough talent depth-wise at certain positions. I'm not sure what ESPN ranked that on, but they gave him a C. So I would say to that, as I said to you before, I would give it a much better grade than that, only because they did nothing to compromise their future here.
Gave him an A, Bob.
I did.
Do you stand by the A that you gave
them? I stand by
the
A, yeah, and for this reason. My expectation, once everything, you know, fell apart when Justin Fields decided to leave, was, all right, now what do they do? How do they salvage the season? Because the Steelers never like to, you know, just waste a season. They're going to try to compete. And what they've done was bring in guys who have resume, who are not tied to them beyond 1 year, essentially, and given them a chance to be, if everything works correctly, a playoff team. And I still believe that. So I think they went to work and did what they had to do to just make this season more viable than it looked maybe 4 months ago.
Yeah, and the reason why I gave them a B is just because safety now is a question, even though they added another corner in Jalen Ramsey after the trade. I do like them bringing in Rodgers, but there is a lot of risk there. Jonnu Smith's a good addition, but they still don't have a wide receiver, too. So
unless he is it.
B might be a little bit generous, but I think it fits. I think B is a good passing grade for what is not an average, but a slightly above average offseason, because I think they got better. They're improved from last year. Their wide receiver group, I believe, is better. Their offensive line under another year, I hope, is better, but I think the running back room is better and the corners are better. They're worse at safety. They are.
Are they worse at safety?
That's a good question, Bob. That's a very good question.
Because I know you have something that you told me about that would indicate that maybe the NFL in general is not sold on Minkah Fitzpatrick.
So Jeremy Fowler put out a story this morning. Execs, coaches, and scouts ranked the NFL's top 10 safeties for 2025. Bob, where do you think that Minkah Fitzpatrick ranks on this list?
Top 10?
Top 10, yes.
Well, because you asked it that way, I'd have to say outside of the top 10 or at the bottom of the top 10?
So he is in the top 10.
Okay, but he's not in the top 5.
He is not in the top 5.
Is he in the top 7?
He is not in the top 7.
8.
He is not 8.
So he must be 10.
He is 9.
9, okay.
Yes. Minkah's highest rating ever was 2. Last year he was 4. So this year he has dropped to 9. As an AFC executive said, he was the best in the NFL for years, but is slowing down.
Well, you can explain that watching some of the plays that resulted in touchdowns where he was primarily the victim. And again, these are complicated plays because you don't know specifically what sort of coverage they're all in and who's responsible for what. But he oftentimes let guys get behind him,
yeah,
and they resulted in touchdowns. And I wonder how much of that the Steelers saw. Obviously, they did not believe they were getting bang for their buck with as much money as they were paying him for what they were getting in return. But then I also thought they were putting him in a situation that led to less of those big plays. They want the big plays, but yet he was not in a position to make a lot of them. Is that his fault or their fault, or is it both?
I truly wonder, Bob, if they played him so far off the line because they came to this realization that this other AFC executive had, that Minkah is slowing down. He's just not capable over the course of a 17-game season of being able to be the player that we saw in 2020 and 21 and 22 when he was an all-pro, consistent pro bowler. Were they trying to hide him on the field? They knew he was very expensive. They knew they had to play him, but they maybe didn't trust him enough, even though he was always in the film sessions with Tomlin and everything. They didn't trust him to be in the right spots on the field, and clearly communication was an issue.
Well, that is what I was going to bring up next. We've heard a lot from different players about miscommunication. Miscommunication. Well, who is responsible for miscommunication? Is it the player? Is it the coaching staff? Is it a combination of both? Whatever the case may be, it did not work out. So I wonder, what do the Miami Dolphins then believe? Because they can't believe this list.
Oh, they've would always not... loved him. They've always loved
him. Well, they loved him enough to trade him in the first place.
Right, he kind of didn't want to be there, and he kind of forced his way out.
All right, but they still love him, even though a lot of what you're saying, these executives tend to believe, and the Steelers obviously do too, that he's lost a step and is not nearly the player he once was.
So the top 10, Minkah rates higher than Julian Love, the safety from Seattle, followed by Minkah. Then Buda Baker is 8. So these are all players that are ranked higher than Minkah. Buda Baker is 8 of the Cardinals. Antoine Winfield, who last year was the number 1 safety, he goes down to 7. Derwin James, who Minkah is rated higher than last year, is 6 from the Chargers. Kirby Joseph moves up all the way to 5 from the Detroit Lions. Jesse Bates, formerly of Cincinnati, is 4 from Atlanta, followed by Xavier McKinney, Brian Branch of the Lions. So the Lions have top 10 safeties.
Yeah, they're both very good, too.
And I think you know who number 1 is, Kyle Hamilton.
Well, and Baltimore is really a very good team all the way through when you look at their roster. But now that he's gone, and I still think there's a story to be told there about why this actually happened.
Oh, definitely.
Because it came out of nowhere, and I don't think anyone suspected it, only because Minkah Fitzpatrick was signed here. Yeah, we heard the Jalen Ramsey rumors, but I thought that was going to result in a draft pick. I thought when, you know, they have a lot of draft picks, use one now if you want to trade for him, bring him in here if that's how you feel you want to upgrade your cornerback position. But it became far more than that. So now you're going to have to you know, the safety position, we talked about this yesterday, looking at their roster. You know, they don't have a lot of big-time experience back there. I mean, Deshaun Elliott is a good player. But Juan Thornhill, I don't think, is going to cut the mustard there on a regular basis, which makes me think that Jalen Ramsey is going to be doing a lot of both, a lot of moving around, sort of a hybrid kind of personality in there. He's a ball hawk. You need that if you're going to play that center field position. But he's also older as well, and there are some who believe he's a step slower than he used to be, and who's not? As you get older, 10 years in the league or whatever, you're going to be slower just because it's the way it goes.
Yeah, you are, and that's why I truly wonder, like, could we see Darius Slay at safety? Or could we see...
Well, I don't know if I'd do that. He's 34 and coming off a bad year, I thought.
Yeah, but will they try to do something similar to, like, Patrick Peterson? If he's 34 and coming off a bad year, Bob, wouldn't you want to play him more in a safety-like position than playing him at outside corner, lining up against the likes of Justin Jefferson and Ireland or T. Higgins
all right,
or
if
Chase?
If you do that, so you're doing Ramsey and Porter.
Ramsey and Porter would be the two outside corners, yeah.
I don't think they've given up on Corey Trice yet, but I don't know how much to expect from him moving forward.
No, he's just a depth piece. And James Pierre, are we going to see him for his 12th NFL season, it feels like?
Apparently so.
He's still on the roster, isn't he, Bob?
Yeah, he is.
They just love still these special teams darlings that end up having to factor in on the field, and when they go in, they get torched.
Well, you hope they don't have to go in. That's the thing.
I mean,
if they're on the special teams, that's one thing. But if they go beyond that, then all of a sudden their weaknesses are exposed. 412-928-9370 is the number. So we offered that number up for you, and if you called it, we'd like to hear from you. So I do think we have some callers here, Austin.
All right, let's start with Bob. He is in Moon. He would like to talk to you, Bob.
Bob on Bob. What's up, Bob?
Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I watched the game, Pirate game, last night, and then I listened to you last night on the sports call, and you mentioned about Ben Cherington has to make good trades coming up. You know what? Ben Cherington should be fired first thing this morning. And at the latest, at this All-Star break, I mean, this is just ridiculous what he's done when it comes to, as an example, first base. You know, a couple years ago, there was Cody Bellinger available in free agency. They didn't get him. They got Rowdy Tellez. Last year, there was Pete Alonso, and I don't know if they could have got him, but who did they get? They got Horowitz. And that trade there, they traded a quality pitcher for Horowitz. And anybody can see that he is not a prolific batter. He is not a power batter either. If anyone like me, you, or Austin just has to look at the Pirates' history, when the Pirates won a World Series in 71, who was the first baseman?
Bob Robertson, Big Red. I used to love that guy.
A power hitter. When the Pirates won the World Series in 79, who was the first baseman? Wasn't it Willie Stargell?
They moved him around, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you need power to get your point, absolutely. But where are you going to find it, given what you have to give up? I don't think they have all that much to give up unless they give up prospects, and a lot of them.
Well, but still, you have to go get some type of a power hitter. Horowitz, he's not – I mean, I'll give him credit for his defensive ability, but – He's just a probably an average at best batter without power, and so for you to think that this Cherington is going to come up with these good trades now, especially since he's now under so much pressure and on the hot seat so much more than he was in the off season last year when he made those trades, so he should be fired at this All-Star break. He should not be.
Well, if you're going to do that, you should have done it already. And that's the thing. Thanks for the call, Paul. I appreciate that. And that's the conundrum they find themselves in.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You mentioned Pete Alonso. That was such an affordable deal to be made if they wanted to do it. And I realize maybe he wanted to return to the Mets, but he seemed to be having problems getting what he wanted. But he signed a 2-year, $54 million deal. Austin, 2 years, $54 million.
Very doable.
For that, he's hit .290 this year with 21 home runs and 75 runs batted in.
Yeah, and that's a player option for next year. Yeah. So ultimately, he could opt out.
Are you telling me they can't do that? I would upped it by $30 million if it meant getting him here.
I could care less about, you know, the player option. I'd want him under contract another year, sure. But, I mean, Pete Alonso would have been the absolutely – the guy basically that Joe keeps referring to as one big bat in the lineup, one impactful bat to change everything.
And that was available if they wanted to just be aggressive and go get it.
Yes, it was.
So you're telling me you can't afford 27 a year for a first baseman who hits 21 home runs and drives in 75 on pace for over 110 runs batted in?
You're going to get $1 million per home run that he hits. That's a pretty good evaluation to me. It's a pretty good bargain.
And what it would do to your lineup is significant. It changes a lot of the dynamic of who hits before him and after him.
Yeah, I still think they would need one other guy outside of Alonso to make this a very good lineup, or a lineup that you can trust, not just adding one bat. But he would change it to the point where maybe at the very beginning of the season, some of those games that they had where if they only scored just four runs,
one
they
swing,
would win it.
Right.
One swing would
think
be able to change everything.
Think of 75 runs batted in already. Who has on the Pirates? Who's the leading RBI? Is it Reynolds?
Yeah, Reynolds is like 43
or something like that.
Yeah.
All right. You put 75 runs batted in there in the first base spot. And a guy who plays every single day. Sorry about that. I left my phone on.
Who's calling today, Bob?
That's actually, you want to know, my sleep coach.
Oh.
Did you know I have a sleep coach?
I did not, no.
Yeah, well.
How is your sleep?
And I'm going to ask anyone out there, please help me out here. So I have this sleep apnea thing where I have to wear this big, gigantic mask, and I cannot wear it. Yeah. I am struggling with this thing. It comes falling off my face. Can't breathe correctly with it. It's impossible to sleep. It's supposed to help, but... so far, I just can't do it. So my sleep coach, and I hated not to pick up the call, but I'm not going to pick up the call on the air. Or should I? Maybe I should have just discussed it on air.
That could be good therapy for you, Bob.
But, I mean, if someone out there has an alternative method, is there something less invasive? So I don't have to put this whole hockey headgear on to go to sleep. So I digress, but if you let me know at 412-928-9370.
I've been getting like 7 hours of sleep, 7 to 8 hours of sleep, and I still feel tired.
Well, that's,
I
bet you don't get up throughout the course of the night, do you?
No, thankfully,
okay.
I do not.
Wait till you get to that point of your life. Because then it's dark, you're running into things, you stub your toe, you try, all you want to do is go to the toilet. And somehow in the dark, even though you know the way, there's something in the way.
You bump into something?
Yeah.
There's like a laundry basket that's left in the middle of the hallway?
And well, not that. It would be something that I left or I didn't, you know, a shoe or something. Who knows?
No.
Anyway, so Alonzo would have been a good pick. And that was my point of this offseason. His name was out there, and I remember taking calls on it, and people would immediately discount it, immediately say, no, the Pirates would never spend that. Then you have to ask yourself a question and ask it to the Pirates. Why wouldn't you spend it? $27 million a year? Come on. That's for them, they should be involved in contracts like that, given the fact that their roster this year, total roster is like 75 to 82 million. I forget what exactly it is, given and take guys leaving and coming onto the roster. But did you realize that Devin Booker got a one-year deal? Basically got 2 years, but 1 year on average, he's making $72 million. Did you know this, Austin? Devin Booker makes almost as much as the entire Pirate roster, and so does Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And by the way, Oklahoma City is loading up. They're signing all their players. They just won a championship, and they're trying to create a core, which is exactly what you want to do. Presti, their general manager, is very aggressive that way. And even Holmgren got a big deal of $250 million. So they're going to be good for many years in Oklahoma City. Anyway, my point there being the Pirates haven't spent enough, and they had a golden opportunity to be aggressive in this past offseason and get players like Pete Alonso or anyone else for that matter who could have helped their offense. And that is going to be the system they're in again. They're going to have the same exact situation coming up in this offseason. Because I don't expect any colossal trades. I don't know where they're going to make the colossal trade. I don't know if they're willing to part with Mitch Keller. And even if they do, what will you get for Mitch Keller? Knowing that you've taken a big piece of your starting rotation away, and now you have to make sure some of these younger guys are capable of filling it. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Want to hear your takes on that. Also, more on the Steelers and just basically what, you know, they've been going through in terms of filling this roster. ESPN gave him a C. Fox gave him a B minus. I gave him an A. Austin gave him a B minus or B?
I gave him a B.
Okay,
and Bob,
B.
You would never believe this. Well, maybe you would. The entire phone line is lit up with people wanting to help you with your sleep.
Really? Oh, I see that.
Yes.
Oh,
how about this, Bob?
How about that? Why don't we just go real quick through a few of them and see what they have to say, because I'm curious.
All right.
Who do you want to go to first?
Let's first go to Tom. He would like to chime in.
Tom, help me.
Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
I
got some sleep last night.
No, and that's why I'm cranky if I'm cranky, because I didn't get enough. What, do you have this?
Yes.
You have CPAP.
Yes.
Okay. What do you do?
Yes,
what do you take?
I had a CPAP. But first off, I played a Shark Tears on Saturday. My God, the green is beautiful.
Beautiful. They do. Keep them going. Bob Davis and all the crew up there do a great job. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, so I had a CPAP. I had a buddy that worked for the company. Tried so many different masks. And, you know, it's just a fight. And I went and got a dental mouth guard, which they told me it would help me with my snoring, but not so sure about the apnea. But I haven't had any instances since I've been using it for about a year now.
I'll take that into consideration, Tom. Thank you. And listen, I don't snore, though. That's the thing. I always associated sleep apnea with snoring, Austin, but I don't snore. At least that's what my wife says. So, but I have AFib, and I have to deal with that. And they think one of the reasons you can help yourself is by going on this. So I'm discussing way too much of my medical history. Who's next?
Well, Bob, here's a man that calls himself Dr. Bob that would like to help you.
Doctor. Help me, doctor.
Yes. Well, I just heard a gentleman right before you. A mouthpiece can work, but if you're diagnosed with sleep apnea that needs the CPAP, there are other aspects for CPAP they could go ahead and give you. So what you want to do is ask if you are eligible for the mouthpiece first. Because if the mouthpiece works for you, you don't need anything else. But since you're not snoring, that may be your sleep apnea is more of a problem with your central nervous system. So that's why you have to have the CPAP. But that's what you want to talk to your sleep coach about. You want to ask those questions. And then also ask about the other nasal apparatuses you could use besides a big mask.
Yeah, all I want is less. I want just something that goes up my nostrils, right? And like a sort of an oxygen thing, and I don't have to worry about putting that whole mask on.
Right.
Well, but now you scared me, Dr. Bob. You said my whole central nervous system is messed up. Now, I don't want to hear that.
No. What it is their sleep apnea, there's two types. One is basically the obstruction one. The other one is your brain relaxes too much and doesn't let you breathe. So that's why you have to have the air blown down your throat. So that's a big difference between the two. So it's that's why a lot of this stuff is all new for a lot of people, because people always snored. They didn't know why.
Right.
But now they have testing. I'm assuming you went for the test.
I did the test, yes. It wasn't a whole bunch of it, but it was enough to make them think I needed it. So it was a minor case of it.
Nine times out of ten, a lot of times, even if you're eligible for the mouthpiece, they'll go right to the CPAP. So you want to ask those questions.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. Appreciate it.
I
don't want to turn this into a sleep apnea commercial here, or what I'm trying to do here, Austin. So I appreciate Eddie and Mike and Jim and Rick, and I don't need to. We're going to spend too much time on this, and that wasn't my intention. My phone rang, and look what happened.
No, that's the people want to help you, Bob. This is the populace coming to the rescue.
All right. Well, let's take one more call. It doesn't have to be on sleep apnea, though. I appreciate you guys calling. If you don't get on, I think I've heard enough here to make me know what I have to do. Although I do appreciate it. Who do we go to
now,
Austin?
All right, here's Severino who wants to chime in.
All right, Severino, what's going on?
Hey, how are we doing today?
Well, you sound energetic. What's up?
Oh, I am. I'm getting ready to go to the gym, and you don't got your buddy on today telling me Rogers is over the hill. So I'm at my blood pressure stabilized. But let's get over to your sleep apnea, Bobby. How long have you been doing it? Is it just recent, a week or two?
This mask, you mean? Yeah, I've been.
Yeah,
yeah, just a couple weeks.
Okay, you got to give it some time. I've done it for over 10 years, and believe me, I don't like anybody touching my face, head, or nothing. Believe me, I know how you're feeling there. But you got to tell yourself you don't want, you know, losing oxygen to your brain while you're sleeping. You got to get in that deep sleep, let the machine do its work. Now, if it doesn't work over a month or 2 months, Bob, maybe try Insignia. There's no mask. You just push a button and you're good.
That sounds easier to me. All right. Severino, thanks.
I'm telling you what, the mask is not that bad. It really isn't. You just got to give it time for the adjustment. And then when you start getting those deep sleeps and you wake up with that energy, ooh, when you go to sleep, you will not forget to put that mask on. That mask is, I'm telling you, it gives me the energy I need. I can tell.
You came on with a big ball of energy. Thanks, Severino. We appreciate that. All right, you guys on there want to talk about this. I appreciate it, but I'm not going to keep going to the sleep calls. That's not what this program is designed to do. I do appreciate you reaching out here and trying to help out. So I'm going to take this all into consideration, and I'll give that mask a go again and see what I can do.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Listen to Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 p.m. at 937thefan.com. It's the contesting page. And our six-pack is brought to you by Bet365. We've already opened up a few of those cans. We got more to open up here. One of them is involving Paul Skeens, because Paul Skeens, as you know, has been here for the better part of 2 years. Missed the beginning of last year until they brought him up, but ever since he's been dominant, and yet they've gotten worse as a baseball team, which leads us to something that our friend Noah Hiles apparently is thinking about, at least, Austin, in his mailbag that he does on the Post-Gazette.
Yes, I don't know if it's intergalactically read like Starkey's mailbag is, but it is definitely well-read, and Noah's saying, if I had to make a bet right now, I think 2026 will be Paul Skeens' final full year in Pittsburgh. So when I saw that at first, I was like, whoa. But then Noah mentioned there's a lockout looming in 2027, which will likely result in at least a few less games than the regular season. So what Noah is projecting is that there won't be 162 in 2027 because of the lockout. We've heard that maybe even half the season is cut, depending on what the negotiations are going to be like, especially if the owners are going to push for a salary cap and a salary floor. And Noah said after that year, we're really approaching the time for the Pirates to make a move. So again, Bob, this just increasingly heightens what they failed to do this year and what they must do next year to put a competitive team on the field for Paul Skeens to maximize this what could be year and a half window now. If we just can take out whatever this year, the rest of this year, you're talking all of 2026, and then whatever you have in the 2027 season, and then with 2 years left, you're probably trading him in the offseason.
Yeah, that's not exactly a sunny forecast.
No.
But I think it's probably accurate in the sense that you know this is a very short window, and they knew that from last year. As soon as they drafted him, they knew they had something special here, and their job was, as I've said many times before, like having a rookie quarterback who's playing out of his boots. You know, he's playing great football, and you don't have to pay him for the next 3 or 4 years. That's your opportunity. Ding, ding, ding. Windows open. Go out and get some people to surround him. And they struck out in that department. They'll have an opportunity this next offseason, and that is where they need to go way out of their comfort zone and get bats, pay for bats. We used Alonso as an example in the last segment, 2 years, $54 million. There are those who will say, well, the Pirates will never pay it. That's because they've made you think they'll never pay it. They can pay it. There's no limitation to it. So, and the lockout, I think, is real, don't you? I really think
yes.
That's a real opportunity to happen. All right, back to the lines we go. I know Paul's been waiting very patiently.
Yes, our good buddy Paul in Washington wants to chime in on the Pirates.
Go ahead, Paul. What's up?
Roberto Pompiani, how are you this morning?
Doing well, now that I got all my advice from the nice people who called in, so I appreciate that. What do you want to talk about today, Paul?
Well, you know, when you wake up in the middle of the night, you don't want to walk into the corner of the wall and split your eyebrow open, so I hope that doesn't happen to you. But that said, let's talk about some other people walking into the wall, like Ben Cherington, because he must be walking into the damn wall with some of these prospects he's drafted and never brought up. I said this once before. These guys are in the witness protection program. We hear their names picked when they're drafted, and that's the last we ever hear of them. So here's my suggestion to Mr. Nutty. You know, Bob, as a businessman, there's times when you have to make tough decisions and cut your losses. Ben Cherington is, as Dennis Green said, what he is. He's a losing GM with a losing record, and Terry Francona would probably be the coach or the manager of the Pirates right now if Cherington knew any kind of talent. You couldn't tell Charrington what talent was if you spotted him the T to A to L to E to N and the T. But it's time to bring up these young guys, get rid of these bums that you signed to $4.5 million contracts that need LASIK surgery, and let's get a winning team on the field. Bonnie Kelly, you're going to get your opportunity at some point. We need a seasoned manager to call the shots, and we need a young GM like the guy Nutty let get away to Milwaukee.
Yeah, I know you said that before, Paul. I appreciate that, but they're not going to just bring up everybody.
Six losses in a row. This is the same old. What's the definition of insanity, Mr. Pompiani?
It's
doing
yeah.
the same thing.
And it doesn't matter what manager.
Again.
I get it. Thanks, Paul. I think it doesn't matter the manager either. People would tell me the managers, you can count five wins or whatever you want. When you have a team that doesn't have a lot of talent, I don't care who's managing that team. You're not going to extract out of that team 90 wins. You're not going to do it.
No, not that, but managers can help win you games on the margins. Wasn't that
on
a big
margins,
thing? Like,
okay.
Sheldon, we're going to win on the margins.
The margins also include having some bats to get you to a margin.
The margins
can't be 1-0, 2-1 every night. They don't score three runs. How many times have they scored three runs on this road trip? They got shut out in Seattle.
Yep.
Did they get shut out a fourth?
No, they scored three runs in the game before, and what, they scored three runs yesterday?
Yeah, and then two before that. So 6-8 in six games, they got eight runs.
Yeah,
that's not a margin you want to deal with. I don't care how good your pitching is.
Not at all, but I do feel like over the course of 162, a manager does win you some games based on bullpen management, based on when the pinch hit a player, based on putting on a hit and run, some types of decisions like that that we saw from Donnie Kelly over his first 50 games managing that we did not see from the previous manager, where the previous manager would go to the wrong bullpen piece. He would not put on a hit and run. He would not send somebody to steal and take an extra base and get somebody in a scoring position to take advantage. So I do think a manager's value, it's not like an offensive coordinator in the NFL, but I do think that it matters. I do think that there are situations where
it matters.
If you have somebody that with a good gut feel that can make decisions,
it matters
that matters.
Only if you have talent. I'm sorry, you can't. What are you trying to get for here? Donnie Kelly can, do more things, but it won't result in anything that's going to put him in a playoff chase. They still need talent. Any manager will tell you that.
No
talent
doubt.
Wins.
Like, I'm not saying if you put Joe Torre on the Colorado Rockies right now that he would make them a playoff team, but I do think that good managers for good teams with good talent can be the difference between. Like, think about Mike Matheny with those Cardinals teams. And I thought Clint Hurdle was a good manager. And they had Joe Maddon. But Mike Matheny, they ended up winning one more game than the Pirates did and two more games than the Cubs did in that 2015 insane
NL Central. Yeah, but they also had a lot of talent. They got there because of the talent, not because of anything Mike Matheny did.
Right, but he also pushed the right buttons to win 100
games.
Sure,
push how many – you can push buttons – but the buttons that need to be pushed are made by the general manager. They have to push the right buttons. They'll give you the kind of ingredients you need to make the kind of dinner you're talking about.
Right, but I feel like we saw so many examples in the 6 years of the previous manager was here of just screwing up the right buttons and, pressing the button for the bomb to go off, like Colin Holderman coming in or not going to the bullpen for Beeks or Chapman in the Jock Peterson game. That's the game that really spiraled their season last year against Arizona at home. I was at that game. I was standing out at the bullpen watching the bullpen get ready. And they were even looking like, why is nobody coming in? So I do feel like a manager does play some difference. But yeah, with more talent, that's obviously the most important.
All right, let me ask you this then. So last night, he has a situation, or was this two nights ago? No, last night, right? No, two nights ago. It was Dennis Santana he brought in. He got into a jam, and he immediately – Bednar was not used in that night. He hadn't been used much in the past six games.
No, he hasn't. After being the reliever of the month last month.
And that was curious to me because I'm thinking to myself, okay, you're going to bring in Isaac Mattson, and I get it. He likes Isaac Mattson, and he's put him in higher leverage situations.
He was in it again last night.
Right, and he gave up the game-winning home run.
Yeah.
So is he using the bullpen the right way, or is it lack of talent in the bullpen generally?
I think the talent in the bullpen is – It's not elite. It's they're finding diamonds in the rough. Like Mattson's a diamond in the rough. Santana was kind of that too until he got here and started to get established in a role that was in a high leverage spot. Like Bednar is really the only established guy in this bullpen, and he's had his own bumps in the road. Probably Ferguson too. you're not going to bat 1,000 with your bullpen management and your bullpen usage. He did not. He screwed it up not going to Bednar, I think, with second, with what, the runners on the corners. But Mattson has also been their get out of a jam guy, so I understand why he ultimately did that. But Bednar maybe would have got the ball in the ninth inning if it was a tie game. That's probably why he ended up going to Mattson, why he didn't go back to someone else instead of Mattson after Mattson in the same situation ended up giving up the run. I know the loss was charged to Santana.
Right.
That would be probably where I'm a little bit confused on Donnie Kelly's decision. But the first decision, putting Mattson in with runners on the corners, I'm okay with.
Yeah, he was home for a strikeout ground ball, and he's been pretty good about that. I get it. And I'll say this about Donnie Kelly. He's not afraid to use guys who, you know, maybe were not in consideration under Derek Shelton. If he feels like somebody, you know, you got to go with your gut sometimes. And that, I think in that situation, he went with his gut. But generally speaking, though, this comes down to the talent they have or lack of talent. And until that changes itself, they're going to be in the same situation. They go into next year. Is there anyone in this system, Austin, that you could point to offensively who could come up in, within their system right now who can play on a regular basis? The answer is probably no.
The answer is Connor Griffin.
But he's not.
When's he going to be here next year?
I would hate to think that he's going to be here at the beginning of this year because if he was ready for it, I'd do it, but I don't think they would do it in any circumstance.
No.
He's going to go through his double A. Next year will be triple A. They're going to push him. And I understand the need to get at bats at different levels. I do.
Yeah.
But they don't have to be 300. You can if you see enough in the guy, and they did obviously from low A to high A, and I think they're going to see enough to move him to double A all within the same year. That's good. If you take that same projection, he should go from double to triple next year, and then if he's doing well, up here. Now, the question is, when will that happen, and how many games out will they be when he's available?
Right, it should be in August. And if
so what do you do then?
If they're like 500 in August, you have to call up Connor Griffin because, one, there's a chance, depending on when you call him up in August, too, he's not going to win Rookie of the Year. So you already take out that distinction of, oh, well, we don't want to lose a year of service time on Connor Griffin if we call him up then. If you call him up in September, you're definitely getting that. But if you're in the heart of a race, like let's say you're one or two over after the trade deadline and in the middle of August, yeah, you call him up and you add him at short because who's their shortstop going in the next year? Are they just going to throw Termar Johnson over there? Are they going to throw Nick Gonzalez at that spot or just a random free agent?
Leover Peguero, maybe he's the guy.
Yes, Leover Peguero, who they seemingly don't want to play in the major leagues. Or Nick York, maybe they put him over there.
They got all these guys you bring in, and where are they? If they're supposed to be guys... that's why, as I said yesterday, I have a real hard time with prospects only in trade returns. I got to see somebody beyond that. 412-928-9370, but the Pirates will be off today. Then it's Skeens tomorrow.
Skeens tomorrow.
And how frustrating is it to know that Paul Skeens could very well be, you know, a Cy Young winner despite having four wins? We had a texter last night, or a tweeter, actually, and this is good, comparison. If you look at Sonny Gray's ERA,
yeah,
which is 3.51, and if you look at Mitch Keller's, which is 3.58, then you look at the records of those two. Sonny Gray's 9-3, and Mitch Keller's 3-10, with 7 no decisions.
And what's the difference there too? The Cardinals are a couple over 500, and the Pirates are a bunch under.
Well, but my point is, again, it underscores everything we know, which is they can't hit. And when you don't hit on a consistent basis, you cannot live in any league by scoring 2 to 3 runs every night.
Speaking,
just can't do it.
Speaking of Paul Skeens, did you hear what happened to Livy Dunn?
No. What happened to Livy Dunn?
So Livy Dunn was trying to buy an apartment in New York. It was Babe Ruth's former apartment. How about this, Bob? And she shared the experience of what happened on social media.
So a few months ago, I decided I was going to make my first real estate purchase, which is so exciting, and I was going to get an apartment in New York City. But the gag was, it was Babe Ruth's apartment. So naturally, like, I'm telling everybody, I'm excited. I was gonna buy it and I was gonna pay with cash. Like, I wanted this apartment bad. Like, it got to the point where the realtor was so confident. Paul and I went, I got an interior designer because I didn't wanna bring my college furniture to Babe Ruth's apartment. That would be like criminal. Then the week that I'm supposed to get my keys to my brand new apartment, I get a call, the co-op board denied me. So pretty much the people in the building voted to not have me live there, which is fine. Like, honestly, it wasn't financial. It could have been, for all I know, they could have been Alabama fans and I went to LSU.
How about that? But Babe Ruth's apartment?
Yeah, I'm curious.
I'm surprised that that building is still standing, to be honest. How old is that building?
Yeah, I don't understand that. And I also don't – listen, it's just like trying to get into an exclusive club. Sometimes, you know, everybody talks about the Masters.
Yeah.
There are people who have more money than you can imagine who've tried and can't get in. They vote on what they want in as far as members.
I didn't know that you could just vote on an apartment complex like, yeah, Livy Dunn, no thanks. We don't want you here. I didn't know that was a thing.
But I don't know why they wouldn't want her there.
Why wouldn't you? Well, does it bring too much high profile to the building? Well, but then again, Babe Ruth, the greatest baseball player of all time, lived there.
So has anyone lived there since Babe Ruth? Or is it a museum? Well, what's the difference then? Who cares? You know, if she has the money and she's going to play cash, now that ain't a cheap place over there, right?
It was like, I think 1.4 or 1.7. I know that's a lot of money, a difference there. But like that was the asking price. Paying cash.
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 Cash money, baby. That's what they want.
Wouldn't you love to have some money in your pocket, Bob? Livy,
dangerous.
Livy and Paul, they're dangerous out there spending
the
money.
With the money in the pocket.
With the money in the pocket.
Well, they got enough money between them.
Oh, yeah.
And future money, you can do whatever you want if you're them. And she's had a great career. She made a lot of money in LSU. Maybe she's right. Alabama, somebody controlling the Crimson Tide is there and got the word, we can't have her in here.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.